NVIDIA and AMD's GPUs are both in short supply. The first Battlemage benchmark is finally here, and Intel finally talks about why their chips are having the oopsie. Let's get in the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett Host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news that I can find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Monday, April 29, 2024. I'm going to start off today talking about shortages that are being seen on Team Green's side. Reports are coming in that add-in board partner cards are not getting their shipments of the RTX 4060 Ti's the way that they would like. This affects between the 8GB and the 16GB, and that most brand partners are getting their shipments decreased by quite a significant amount. It's not clear why this is happening. There have been reports of just dwindling stock in order to potentially keep the prices high so that NVIDIA can continue to have as much revenue as they possibly want so that they don't have to decrease prices due to low demand. Instead, you just don't produce as much of the GPUs in order to keep that price where they need it to be. It doesn't appear like this is affecting the rest of the lineup, 4070 Super or anything like that, just the 4060 Ti at the current moment. But there was also discussion that happened over the weekend with regards to what the heck's going on with MSI's supply of AMD GPUs, because Hardware Unboxed came out with a tweet talking about, hey, there's no real RX 7000 series GPUs to be found. They didn't actually release any 7700 XT or 7800 XT. Did they miss the memo on what's going on? Turns out that there's also appears to be some stock shortages here in the US as well. And AMD actually gave a response as to why this is happening. And it boils down to that their focus is on Team Green. They don't want to actually release for the losing company, so they're just going to focus on the RTX cards. And you see that when you look at how many cards each of the three major GPU companies have released. Asus has released 100 NVIDIA cards, Gigabyte's released 86, and MSI has released 147. If you look at AMD, it is significantly lower. Asus has 19, Gigabyte has 12, but MSI has a paltry 4. They didn't even announce a 7900 XTX until significantly into the launch date of that graphics card. Unfortunately, this is going to be frustrating for anybody who wants to be buying Team Red, but it also does make sense when you look at sales numbers and the percentages of GPUs that are being sold to NVIDIA and to AMD. It makes a lot more sense financially and probably market share wise to focus on NVIDIA. It sucks for the customer because then we're left with fewer options, and MSI is releasing some beautiful cards. The MSI experts, are you kidding me? I would love to have that on a 7900 XTX, but it appears that they, at least for their business decisions, are no longer doing that. Is MSI taking over the obligations that maybe EVGA had, and that's why they're ramping all of this up, but it came at the cost of them releasing AMD GPUs? It's a possibility. I've heard some rumblings behind the scene to that effect, but I can't actually confirm that that's the truth. But I think it's a bummer nonetheless. Let me know what you think of MSI being on Team Green. While I talk more about what's going on with Team Red, and that is we have details of the GPU that could have been the 8900 XTX. There's details that are being drug up with regards to what could have been the flagship next-gen card and the fact that it would have had twice the amount of cores, over two times the amount of cores of the 7900 XTX, which would have meant effectively double the performance in a single GPU. But as we've discussed many times, this graphics card has been canceled. They are not going to release it, and we are expecting that the highest end 8000 series GPU will be around a 7900 XT. It's not even meant to beat what's currently on the market. There are no real details on exactly why this super high end GPU was canceled, what exactly are the challenges that stopped AMD from making it, but we get to wonder what could have been, and I wonder where Reese could be now, probably in South Africa, if I had to guess.
Yo, welcome back to UFT Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals out on the internet. Happy Monday, everyone. Hope you guys had a good weekend. And hey, deals. Starting off today, we have this Logitech G305 Lightspeed Wireless Gaming Mouse, specifically the blue and lilac variants, are going for $29.99, making them $20 off. And then with the Apple iPad event around the corner, we have a discount on the Apple 10.9-inch iPad Air, specifically the M1 64GB Starlight variant, which is going for $399.99, making it $200 off, a further $100 discount compared to the others. And lastly, we have this KTC 27-inch 4K 160Hz mini LED gaming monitor for only $549.99, making it $200. $250 off. And hey, with that, the deals are done. You can buy these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Well, Reese, I got a deal to add to that, and that's if you go over to eBay, you can potentially find the AMD EPYC chips that can fit on an AM5 socket. These things are popping up over on eBay for the cool, hefty price point of $2,000. In case you want to get any of these EPYC 4000P or X series processors, which can include X3D V-cache, it's a possibility. These details are popping up over on the Chip Hell forum, indicating that AMD made these. They're real. They're CPUs that are out there. I will not be buying one for testing purposes. Make sure to subscribe to Linus Tech Tips or something for that to happen. But you sub to me in order for me to shill Intel graphics, and that's, I'm going to continue to do that because we got our first benchmark of Battle Mage. This is going to be included in the upcoming Lunar Lake launch that's supposed to be happening. That's the mobile follow-up to Meteor Lake. And while Intel is talking all about the NPU side, how it's got good AI, it's fantastic with its TOPS, the graphics side of it, I'm mostly intrigued in that. So this Lunar Lake laptop, which is apparently the HP X360 Spectre, features the XE2 LPG graphics. So this is the low power version of whatever we're gonna get for a desktop card. But these benchmarks are really exciting because they look really good, especially for something that's not fully ready for launch just yet. So this is a PsiSoft Sandra benchmark, and the Lunar Lake graphics beat out the Meteor Lake graphics by a considerable margin, roughly 15 to 20%, but it did it with fewer compute units. The speed was slower, 1.85 gigahertz instead of 2.2, and very importantly, especially in the laptop side of things, 17 watts of power versus the Meteor Lake's 28. So this thing looks to be a market improvement in a lot of different areas. It is beating out the previous generation while being only on 7 cores, not 8, lower clock speed and lower power draw. That is exciting in all facets, and I can't wait to see more details come out on the benchmarks. Who knows if this is the model that's gonna actually make it out to release and if Lunar Lake is gonna have Battlemage graphics that are this good, but all signs point to this being a pretty credible GPU launch from Intel, especially in the early sides where it's only mobile. But now let's crap on Intel for a second, because we got details coming out about why their 13th and 14th gen chips are having some stability issues. And Intel says, hey, it's not our fault. It's motherboard manufacturers. And that is joining with motherboard companies like Gigabyte and MSI finally releasing BIOS patches to make it so that there's an Intel baseline profile. We talked about this last week that ASUS released one so that you can set your chip to stock, because stock was not a setting until last week on ASUS motherboards, and now it's finally a setting on Gigabyte and MSI. The default is actually overclocked on the vast majority of these boards. So Intel issued a statement talking about this. This is a preliminary statement. They're going to be coming out with a more comprehensive one, they said, in May. But essentially, it boils down to, hey, your motherboards are running these chips out of spec, and so we're encouraging those companies to release a spec version of their BIOS, and that Intel has observed the majority of the reports of this issue are from users with unlocked overclock capable motherboards. No freaking crap, right? Like, I understand they have to talk about that to some extent, but these are K-series chips. That's the whole point of these CPUs existing, is that they are unlocked for overclocking, so they're gonna be on a Z690 or 790, because most people don't buy the K chip and put it on a B660. It's not typically the way that it goes, especially because they're not capable of handling all of the thermal juice that's supposed to go to a 14900KS. They discuss in this that there are multiple things that could be causing the problem: current excursion protection, ICC max unlimited bits, increasing the PL1 and PL2 beyond Intel's recommended limits, and that, again, they are encouraging that customers can get a BIOS that makes it default, and that they will have a public statement regarding issue status and Intel recommended BIOS setting recommendations targeted for May 2024, which is only Wednesday, so that's not necessarily them kicking the can too far down the road. But I just, again, find this very interesting. Intel is saying it's the motherboard maker's faults, which absolutely is true. It's the same thing we saw with the X3D chips blowing up with ASUS's BIOS. It's the motherboard is what is telling the CPU what to do. And what's happening is these motherboard manufacturers are making it so that the chips run too fast at stock. But part of the problem is that this was never a problem before, and people have been calling out companies like Asus, Gigabyte, and MSI for overclocking by default. J2Sense has been talking about this issue for years. Asus's MCE enhancement making it so that benchmarks are getting really weird. How are you actually supposed to review a CPU when every single motherboard handles that CPU differently? Because here's the thing, stock isn't a real setting anymore, and that what Intel says is suggested isn't being put into the motherboard vendors. And I know for a fact that Intel has a lot of control over what these companies put into their BIOSes, and that they could have at any point requested that there be an actual default spec setup for the CPUs, and they have chosen not to because it made them look good in the eyes of their customers and in their eyes of being compared to AMD. But now that it's a problem, they're now shifting the blame, saying, hey, this is motherboard manufacturers. I would hope that in the full assessment, when it comes out in May, that they take some partial responsibility for allowing this to happen. The reason the chip is dying is, yes, your motherboard's pushing it too far, but hey, we didn't control it enough. We didn't make sure that there was a stock profile that you could use. It's clear why there's going to be a stock profile moving forward, but there should have been one all along. I don't think Intel should get off scot-free just blaming the motherboard manufacturers because they were complicit in this. At least that's my take on it. And let's take your takes on the videos that we released in comment response. On Friday's episode of Hot News, we had my son with me because it was take your kid to work day. And the number one comment of that day was, who cloned Brett from Lord of War? And the obvious answer is me and my wife, literally. That's like, he's our kid. We made him. We did the cloning. It was a thing. Then Bohemaz Design says, there is a gaming news missing, which we don't really cover because I say this is the hottest tech news, but discussing the fact that a game called Manor Lords got released on Steam and it broke a whole lot of records and seems to be a fantastic game. I have seen a lot of discussion surrounding Manor Lords and how it's a big deal. We're likely not going to continue to discuss gaming news here, but I'd want to hear, have you been playing Manor Lords? I'm passing this off to the rest of the audience. Is this a game you're enjoying? Let me know. And then on Saturday, we released a video where we compared the RTX 4060 to the RX 7600, especially in the current state that everything is in with current price setups. And then we got Nemus Dark saying, pretty mindful of you to include electricity costs. I appreciate that. But not everybody appreciated that because Panda Pip said, you've got to take into account what saving that $30 would get you, assuming a reasonable APR, 5% for 5 years, you'd end up with $38.29 from your original $30. For the 1 hour a day, 40 cents per kilowatt hour, 5 years case, it would still be just under $7 cheaper to go AMD. Are you really serious right now? You want me to take into account how much further that dollar is going to go that you save now? Because I'm presuming that the savings isn't going to go to something else. It's actually going to be put into a savings account. This is one of the funny things about being a tech content creator is that you can never escape people saying that you should have gone further. You should have done something more because whatever you did was not enough to take into account all possible realities of everything that should be considered in every regard. I guess I'll have to start looking at the average savings rates across the world when I start making my GPU review videos and comparison videos, because that's going to be an important moment moving forward. I think that's my bad because I presumed that the $30 you were saving, you would just buy like a video game with it or something. You would spend it. You have $30 to spend elsewhere, not. Ugh. And then yesterday we released a video where Kyler went over all of the details on how the Meta Quest 3 got improved ever since the Apple Vision Pro came out, and it seemed to be pretty well received. I do want to highlight Ultra Vegito's comment right here, which says, Mog Zuckerberg defeated Tim Raw in VR race. I don't know what that means, but I'm happy for you. And we got Odasama saying, can I get a link to the desk mat at 30 seconds? And that's actually this desk mat right here. And this is like a Intel collaborative one where they worked with various artists to come up with a different series. I think it's called like the Creator Series or something. But they made these like awesomely designed mouse pads that they would sell at various events like PAX or a TwitchCon and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know where this one came from specifically. They sent it to me as like a little care package after we did a sponsor video with them. Intel likes to send you little goods. Like a couple years back, they also sent out this like little mini me in a hoodie type thing where they had these designed for a whole bunch of people that they worked with. It's a nice little gift, nice little thank you, but yeah, this mouse mat is awesome, a great homage to early 90s gaming. I don't think you can buy it anymore. I think they like send out the last ones to content creators, so I'm sorry, and we use it because I like it, and I'm gonna keep it because it's it's a nice mouse pad. And then we got Brother Sly saying, Kyler is now the milkman. And if you want to know what that means, you should definitely go watch his Quest video, which, again, we released yesterday. You can check it out on our YouTube channel. And I will check out of Hot News, because I'm done. I'll see you back here for more of the hottest tech news tomorrow, my friends.